My name is Braun. I play the drums and I do some singing in the band Mastodon. And that's pretty much, that's my professional life at the moment.
So can you describe the genre of music from Mastodon?
Not really. We're kind of all over the place. I guess we're one of those bands that, but it's rooted in heavy rock, heavy metal sometimes, heavy rock other times. Sometimes it's progressive. Sometimes it sounds like potato salad. Sometimes it sounds like cider vinegar. Sometimes it sounds like your grandmother's meatloaf.
I was wondering, we did some research, of course, and we noticed that some parts of your band, you also played in bands previously. They were called like grindcore, like mathcore, for example, on official sites.
Right.
So there might be many things mixed together when you for create music, just in general.
Sure. Well, we listen to a lot of different kinds of music, including indie pop and hip hop and all those different, I'm a firm believer in there's a gem in every genre, as they say. So, you know, although I remember being a teenager and not really thinking there was anything to offer from, say, I guess when I was a teenager, I was really into thrash metal and things like that. So I was a denier of American country music and opera. I said, I don't like those kind of, I don't think I like that, you know. But I never really gave it a chance. And then when I moved to the southern state of Georgia from New York at age 24, I met Brent and Troy, who were from the southern states, and namely Georgia and Alabama, and they turned me on to some of the old cool country stuff, you know. So I got into that through them.
So it might be very useful to not limit yourself by saying, well, I just want to listen to this direction.
You can't claim that you don't like something when you haven't really heard it. And that was my younger naive self trying to be cool and trying to claim that I didn't like something because I was maybe trying to impress friends or peers that were
some
around
kind of
me.
Rebellious act in your youth.
I guess I just kind of wrote something off that I didn't really. I was naive and like a lot of Americans, overly opinionated and underinformed, or a lot of people. People are like that, quick to, they don't like something when they know nothing about it. But I'm older and wiser now.
So why Hamburg?
I don't know. I'm not the booking agent, so we have really almost zero choice. If you ask any band that's touring, they have zero choice in what's, I mean, you know, a little bit. You know, if we saw something that was a red flag on a tour, we would say, well, why are we doing that? But we don't know. We don't live in this city, so we don't know if this is a good venue or if this is a bad venue, or we've never played here before. This particular venue, we played a smaller venue than this maybe a couple years ago or last year, I can't remember, but we play a lot of gigs, and then we'll get the information through an email that our booking agent says, here's 38 shows, here's the schedule, here's what's happening, and we'll say, whoa, the things that would pop out to us would be, hey, these are, and it's always the same way with the summer festivals, because the festivals, the big festivals, dictate where you go, and they're all over the place. You know, you might play Rome one night, and then the next night you're in the northern part of Scandinavia, and then the next day you're in France, and then the next day, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of like flights, or there's 30-hour bus rides, and we try to not do those because they're bad for everyone's psyche. And no, maybe you get, you roll into services and there's a Burger King, or it's pretty much all you're faced with. So when it comes to a show like this, you know, we saw it on the list and I said, oh, the Docks, we never played there before. I don't know how that place is, you know, but I've been faced with this many times in our career where you get to the place and you play it, and then afterwards you speak with someone and they go, why'd you play here? And you go, I don't know, I'm not from here, I don't know that you're not supposed to play here. Or like last night we played Tivoli and everyone was thrilled that we had played at that venue, but we don't really have much of a choice over it. It's really a lot of times it comes down to the highest bidder when you're talking about promoters and you're talking about booking agents. They have their separate conversations that we're not privy to. And then when it comes to actually cementing the show, they say, well, you know, this promoter decided to step up and wanted to do the shows in these venues, and we go, okay, we'll show up, and we have our hour and a half of music, and we do our part as far as trying to perform the songs to the best of our ability and give the fans the show that they deserve. We have our sound guy, who's awesome, and he can pretty much work with any room and make it sound great, we hope, you know, but you know, that's what we're dealing with on our end, you know, and trying to make sure that we have good t-shirt designs and that we have all of our enough lighting package to make it an exciting show, even though we might not have our full production out here because of the fact that it's mostly festivals and we're mostly playing during the day outside, so it doesn't make sense for us to pay the money for maybe six shows to have the big video walls and stuff that we had in the States. Now when we come back in November, when it's all headlining gigs, we will have our full production as far as like video walls and all the bells and whistles that we travel with usually. So this is kind of production-wise a stripped down version, but you still get the full hour and a half of Macedon songs without much talking, so it's a lot of notes.
Do you have any favorite places in Germany?
Well, I like Hamburg because my father lived here for like 3 or 4 years and my stepmother is from here, and so I have a little kinship with the area.
Have you ever heard of the town Bielefeld?
Nope.
That's where our station is located.
Yeah? Yes. Is it nice there? Do you get a lot of snow there in the wintertime? Or not really?
No.
No? Same with Atlanta, where I live now. It's a pretty mild winter. It's a southern state, so it doesn't really get that much snow. But where I'm originally from, upstate New York, or rather western New York, Rochester, New York, right on the Lake Ontario, one of the Great Lakes of the states, gets a lot of snow. Kind of, if they didn't have snow, there wouldn't be anything to talk about, to be honest.
And have you some tips for us, some new artists?
I'm sure you guys probably know better than I do. But I don't know, maybe my friend's band, Mutoid Man, just released a new album, and that's a really cool new band. The experience of being on stage and that experience of playing music together and the feeling that that happens when you're doing that, when you're in the middle of that, and it's something very special, and you know, the four band members are sort of completely locked in, firing on all cylinders, and you are quote unquote killing it, having a really great show, you know what I mean? And the search and exploration for new music and new songs within yourself, you know, the ideas that just kind of keep coming, you know, so that's also a motivating fact every time it comes, you know, you get these ideas and you want to be able to facilitate those ideas, so that's another thing that kind of keeps the band going is new ideas, new things that you want to try out. And since you've been, and you feel like it would work well for your current musical project, you know, being Mastodon. As far as earlier in my life, I've played drums for as long as I can remember. I don't remember not having them being around, you know, I was like maybe 4 years old. And I don't remember even really being 4 years old, but I remember the want or need to be back behind the drum kit and being when I was away from the drums, thinking of the drums and think, because they're my uncle's drums and they're in my grandparents' house in the attic, and so I would be away from them at my house and be thinking, oh, I wish we were at grandma's house so I could go be behind the drums some more, you know? So very pure, and it's a pure thought and a pure longing to want to be with an instrument and be back behind it, and because it was so much fun. So as time went on, I didn't really develop any new skills as far as what I could give back to the planet, you know. I worked at a mini mart and on the C shift, and I worked as a house painter, and I worked as a baker's assistant in a bakery. But for me, the drums were really, I was not really counting on the drums to make money or make a living or anything, but I just kept doing that, you know. And And I made some big life choices as far as like moving away and to a place I'd never been to start my life over, you know, when I was 24, and met the other guys in Mastodon, and there was no real, there was aspirations and there was motivation, and we got out there and did the work, you know what I mean? But we were playing basements and VFW halls and little nothing to nobody, you know? So there was a belief there, you know, I mean, we liked what we had and we loved the music that we were making, and we kind of noticed that every time we came back around there'd be more people and then more and more people, you know, but it was nothing earth-shattering at the moment, and we didn't really know how far it would take us, but we were willing to take a stab at it and see what happened.
Imagine you could have a pet mastodon. So what would you do first?
A pet mastodon? I figure out what it likes to eat and then get lots of that to feed it. I know they're vegetarians, so I don't think it would be too hard to find. And then figure out where I'm going to hide it, because if anyone finds out you have a mastodon, holy shit, they're going to, the press is going to send on your home and try to take it away from you, I would imagine, you know? And so you have an alive mastodon? How old is this mastodon? Is it a baby?
It's a baby mastodon.
Nice. See,
it's fluffy and...
Yeah.
Yes, you would like to have one.
No. You know, it's the what is it? The classic, the white elephant. And it was the gift. Is the gift that doesn't keep on giving. It takes and takes and takes until it bankrupts you, and puts you in the poorhouse. I think I don't know that I could afford to keep a mastodon, but maybe since it's a vegetarian, that might be a little easier than getting some kind of lion or tiger. Did you have to feed hundreds of pounds of meat?